Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Ashley's on the phone today for War of the Roses. And Ashley, why do you think your boyfriend Kevin is cheating on you?
Well, he travels a lot for work, and I hadn't seen him in like a week. And when we did get together, he couldn't stop talking about this woman he met on a flight back to Charlotte. And I just think it's really weird. It's like, why are you talking so much about this other woman? And, you know, about how great of a connection they made and how well-dressed she is. And just
maybe they're just friends. Maybe they started.
Yeah, and I mean, do you really think that he would be so abrupt with it and put it out there like that if there was something going on?
Yeah, if he was cheating, he'd be hiding it.
Yeah, he's like flaunting this in front of your face.
But it's really why it feels so weird, because it's just like I've never had him do this before. Like, I've never had him, like, talk about another woman in this way before. And, I mean, he travels all the time and meets all sorts of people, but, like, this is the first time he's done this.
Roy will tell you, and I mean, I don't know if it's going to make a difference, but when, you know, we talked about this, when we flew, I spoke with somebody from Charlotte to L.A. I talked her ear off.
Stop. I mean, the two couldn't quit talking for 5 hours.
And it was just conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that's okay. Just what it is, but since, you know, she lives in Charlotte, it makes me a little nervous. It's not like, you know, sometimes you make this connection and you never see the person again because they live in the place where you don't.
But do you feel like he's been sneaking around since he's been home?
I mean, I don't know. It just seems like every time he doesn't pick up the phone or respond to a text message, I can't help but wonder about this woman and think of her.
Hmm.
Okay, well, you know, we have War of the Roses, and we'll call him, see who he sends the flowers to, hopefully you. If not, let's see what he puts on the note.
Do you know this woman's name?
I do. It's Caitlin.
All right, let's find out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Kevin?
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. This is Angela from Flowers for You. How are you today? Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, it's cool. What's up, Angela?
Sorry, it sounds like you just woke up.
Yeah, I'm a little tired, but what's up?
Well, I'm calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your name to get a dozen beautiful red roses free of charge.
So, I don't have to, like actually free, or, like, it's like a scam.
No, it is not a scam, but we do not charge for delivery or the roses, so this is a free of charge thing. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
Okay, like all the way free?
Yep, all the way free.
Okay, cool.
So who would you like to send these romantic roses to, Kevin?
Caitlin.
Okay, to Caitlin. And what is your relationship with Caitlin?
A friend, a special friend.
Okay. And what would you like to put on her card?
Here's to the Mile High Club.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I've always wondered when you do that, how do you move around? I've been in there. It's pretty tough.
I know those bathrooms are kind of small, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you just gotta, you gotta use your creativity. Imagination.
Are you going to get creative and use your imagination to try and get out of this now that we found out that you're cheating on your girlfriend, Ashley, who's on the phone and heard everything?
What?
Yeah, Kevin, you're on War of the Roses. This is the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. There's no roses.
Kevin, what are you talking about?
It's a dumb joke. It was just a dumb joke?
I mean, all you've done is talk about this woman all week. What are you...
No, it's a joke. No, you're overreacting.
What joke?
I mean, why wouldn't you just send the flowers to me then? It doesn't sound like much of a joke to me.
It's an inside joke. Like, it's not like...
Kevin, it's not a joke, dude. Come on. If you had romantic roses to send to the person that you love, now knowing what's going on, who would you send them to? You would send them to Ashley, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't.
It's a little late for that. He didn't. Yeah, it's like you. That's who's top of your mind right now.
So, Kevin, you definitely moved furniture with this woman.
Did what?
That's what we call, you know,
Mile High Club.
Mile High Club.
Yeah, okay, I did.
On the plane?
On the plane.
No wonder why you talked about her so much when you guys came down, when you landed.
But you're an idiot. Why would you talk to about her so much? Why would you tell your woman about this other woman?
I don't know. I guess, you know what? I guess somehow I knew we were done. I'm sorry. It just is what it is.
Oh, my God. I'm just disgusted. I can't even talk to you right now. I'm sorry, guys. I got to go.
Ooh, okay. All right. Sorry about that.
Way to go, guys.
You're the cheater, bro.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you guys, I hope you guys are real stoked on yourselves. Pretty cool. Pretty cool thing you guys got going.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
Anybody else get the vibe that Kevin sounded a little bit like the character Sling Blade in that movie?
He had a raspy, deep voice.